It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, we do a little thing called The List. Let's fire it up. The Crown. All right, Tim, we mentioned this at the top of the show, but we've got The Crown going on in Vegas. Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa, was on VSiN Primetime. Not with you, though, right? I think it was the night after.
So we had Johnny Avello on from
DraftKings. Right, but I saw Derek was on the next day, and Derek was explaining what happened. But maybe it wasn't on Primetime. Maybe it was with another show. But it was at your studio.
Okay.
And so Derek was laying out what had happened, which was Circa was offering bets on the game. And he said he went to one of the games, and I guess, did Derek come up with your crown over theory?
Well, Derek, real quickly, owner of Circa, I've had him on my shows since I've gotten a VSiN, and almost never gives out plays. Now, he'll give out information, but he went to the first game and said, over in the first half, over in the full game, and both of them came.
Yeah, because he said he was at the game. He was watching pregame, and he's like, nobody was missing shots. He was like, I didn't really think anyone was going to be playing defense, so I just did that. And then so Tim started tracking overs, and did it get to 5-0?
It was the first four games all went over, and then based off of the closing number on the second day, I think they went 1-3 to the over, but they moved like 10 points.
Yes, because of what we saw the day before.
Yeah.
But as Derek was relaying the story, because he was at MGM where they're hosting the tournament, you have to, because you're on MGM's property, the only way you can bet is you have to use their app or go to the window. And so he's on the MGM app, and he said all of a sudden he's getting ready to bet another game, and it went away. And he was there with MGM's, the director of the MGM sports book, and they're all trying to figure out what has happened. And then they get on the phone with DraftKings and with FanDuel, and they're like, yep, we were told to take it down. Because I believe he said, because Circa obviously has an app too in other states. He's like, well, we were booking in 5 states, now it's gone. And we get to the conclusion, and it's, you know, Derek kept it fairly professional because clearly he was dealing with CEOs and people that are in the space. But it seems like the obvious conclusion is that the NCAA, and Derek kind of said this, he's like, listen, they have a lot of legislative friends, whatnot. We believe what had happened was that the NCAA asked for these games to not be to be taken off sports books. And you sit there and go, well, why would they care? Well, the NCAA owns the NIT. Yeah. And as Derek pointed out, and Derek doesn't seem to have a stake in the tournament, as best I can tell, he's like, this thing's going to kill the NIT. He's like, it's obvious when you go, it's going to kill the NIT. And so, like, I'm left wondering, maybe this can work for a year, but I don't get the sense that Fox is going to let this thing go, because it seems to me like Fox views this as a success. And the fallback, whatever, I think the NCAA claimed, well, that Fox didn't get the games approved to be official games, therefore they shouldn't be taking action on them. That's not going to happen next year. So my kind of thing is, like, congratulations, NCAA. This is kind of in your playbook of, like, holding on for dear life and doing stuff that's not really beneficial for you, but you're still going to lose in the end.
So I'm going to see if I can find the tweet, because it's from one of my colleagues who is a big college basketball fan, and he tweeted out, this is my buddy Greg Hoops Peterson, who loves college basketball more than anyone I know. He goes, there's zero chance the crown is back for year two. And he's wrong. It will be back. Why? Because Fox wants it to be back, to your point. This is, if you've watched any of this, they have sent out Tim Brando, Kevin Kugler, Robbie Hummel, and Gus Johnson is there right now. They clearly believe that this is an opportunity to make money. And then secondly, you can say whatever you will about the NIT and the championships tonight, and it's actually a decent matchup, but it's a bunch of mid-majors, UT Chattanooga and UC Irvine.
Yeah, this is a bad blood game. Irvine's Asian point guard started at Chattanooga.
Really?
Yeah. He's from Orange County, but he went to Chattanooga, did not have a good experience, left, and now he's back at Irvine. We got a revenge spot.
Player pots. Yeah. But a couple things I'll point out about the crown and why. I'm not saying it's great basketball.
No,
I'm just saying it's not going anywhere when you've got a television network that seems to be in on it. JSX flew out all of these teams, right? They're not looking
Tim,
at...
the bands are there.
And lastly, what's on the line? Money, money, baby. The winning team gets $300,000 in NIL. The losing team gets $100,000, and the two semifinalists get $50,000. Like,
you might be able to pay your manager with that.
What I don't, depends on what manager.
That's true.
What I don't know is that money just go to the players that are currently on the roster, or is that like, hey, congratulations to Tyson Dagenhart of Boise State. You're not getting any of this money. We're keeping it for our program. That's what I'm not sure of, but it'll be back next year. And as for the betting standpoint, our betting side of things, I didn't realize it because the apps I'm using here in Vegas didn't seem to be affected by it. But we were getting tweets, crazy tweet, like all throughout the show on Monday night, like, I got refunded. It's not available. What's going on? And I think, as Derek pointed out, and as Johnny Avella from DraftKings pointed out, it's not technically regulated by the NCAA, and that's why some jurisdictions and states said, nope, can't bet it.
So I'm looking to see. I was under the impression that the money went to the collective. So, for instance, what did we call the tournament that you had in Vegas early this year?
Something,
right? That went to the
players era.
That went to the players on the roster. I thought this was going to the collective, but I'm not certain of that.
I'll text someone, because a buddy of mine covers Boise State, and he's been all in on, like, Boise State wants to be here. You know, this is huge for them. So I don't know.
Because now I'm seeing a story from Bronco Nation that's saying the players earned it.
Yeah, that was my guess.
That would make more sense, right?
Right. Like, why?
What's the incentive to go play?
Right. If you're a player, let's say Eric Dixon for Villanova, for instance, who's one of the leading scorers in the country. He's playing, and he's playing tonight against USC. Like, if you're him, why the hell would you play in this thing if there's no money on the line? I mean, outside of, like, you know, playing for one last, but, like, if there's money,
the only reason I can think of is if you're planning on staying, right, and
you want to keep getting your current check.
Like Boise State's best player, Tyson Dagenhart, I think he's been there for like a decade and a half. So, BJ Raines from Bronco Nation News, I just texted him and I said, who gets the money? And he said the players.
Okay, that makes more sense. But, I mean, like, they've flown the bands out and everything, so it's...
Look, I'm going on Sunday, I think, if I can get free tickets, because I'm a ticket snob and I will not pay for tickets. But it's at T-Mobile.
I would think you just have to call somebody at MGM. I was assuming many of those tickets were papered.
Well, that was the frustration. I was just talking to someone about the game on Monday, and I was like, yeah, you know, I might go down. And I was like, wait, StubHub wants $30? I'm like, nope, I'm not going.
Well, no, I mean, because I saw somebody that was joking, like, there's a better crowd than there was at the AAC tournament. I was like, well, I would imagine if you went and lost $100 on the blackjack table, MGM comped you two crown tickets. Like that. That's how
it feels a lot like an MTE in, like, the Charleston Classic or something like that. Like, you turn on that game at, like, noon on a Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. You're like, why? There's no one there. And they're just there, you know. So Charleston, South Carolina can promote Charleston, South Carolina.
Tourism.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was with you on that. All right, Chris Beard. All right, Tim, this was the news of yesterday. Ole Miss retains Chris Beard after a very aggressive pursuit by Texas A&M. My friends Chase Parham, Neil McCready, they broke the story originally. They report that the Texas A&M offer was 6 years at least $7.3 million. I want to give Ole Miss credit, because I think what Ole Miss also did was Ole Miss was very buttoned up when they came with their proposal. And A&M basically said, like, you know, whatever the player number is, whatever the NIL number is going to be, like, we'll get it for you. Whereas Ole Miss, like, put it to paper, like, no, here's the money, here's how we're getting it. It's obviously getting raised. My understanding, you want to know what I think an average SEC roster is going to cost next year?
Ooh, $15
million. That's a little high. That might be the top. Like, I'm talking middle of the road.
Okay, yeah, 8, 9?
Yeah, 8.
Whew, man, it's crazy.
I mean, that is the Ole Miss this year was competitive, and I think their roster was about $5 million. So that tells you how much it's going up from last year to this year.
Well, and was it you or George who mentioned, you know, Ole Miss, and once again, me being the outsider, not knowing.
No, I think it's helpful that it's casual, because I think most people heard, well, A&M's going after Ole Miss's coach, A&M's going to get their coach.
Right, and I thought they would too, because, you know, money makes the world go round, and it would be hilarious to see Chris Beard just kind of give the ultimate middle finger to Texas and be like, oh, what's up?
Well, I mean, you're not wrong in this, because my boss, my old boss, for the most part, thought it was going to be a leverage play. But the one thing that gave him some concern as he was covering the search was he was unclear of how motivated Chris Beard would be to stick it to Texas. I'll say this. He didn't dismiss it.
There is something to be said, and not all coaches think this way, obviously, but there has to be something to be said where I would think Ole Miss fans were elated and on cloud 9 about this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they traveled to Milwaukee. They traveled to Atlanta. Like, yeah. No, that, and I mean, honestly, like, most Ole Miss fans yesterday were, like, kind of doing victory laps, because this, to a certain degree, shows the different world that we're in right now. In the last 2 years, Auburn came after their football coach, and they kept their football coach. And A&M came after their basketball coach, and they kept their basketball coach. In my lifetime, Ole Miss probably, maybe they could have kept one, but they weren't keeping both. And now they're keeping both, and it's just it's that kind of speaks to, if you can get organized, if you can get people motivated, if you can get the money right, brand doesn't really matter right now. You know what I mean?
It doesn't. And I also think too, like, I I think the feeling that I get was that Texas A&M fans, when Buzz Williams left to go to Maryland, were like, all right, whatever, dude. See you later.
I think this is true. I don't know.
And I know Buzz, maybe this was Buzz kind of.
I'll tell you, this was, well, yes, that's, I do think maybe 2 weeks ago he could have come back. I think that they had agreed that it's best for everyone to move on. Like, I don't actually think that's spin. I think it was encouraged. Why don't you go take that Maryland gig? Maybe that's because they thought, because I'll say this, like, I do think A&M, some people at A&M thought it was done. There were others that were, we're still a little worried that this is a leverage play. But I think there were enough A&M people that thought they got the money right and that they were going to get it done.
So what does Texas A&M do now?
Well, this was the other thing I've been thinking about. I'm curious to know. You think Will Wade regrets taking NC State when he did?
I don't know, because he had some situations with strong ass offers.
If A&M was willing to go all in on Beard, like Beard's issue. Like, what hurt Beard last year was people were still worried that there's more. I think this year showed that there wasn't more, and now everyone's comfortable. If you were comfortable hiring Chris Beard, you were going to be comfortable hiring Will Wade.
Oh, yeah. No, but to your question, like, would he prefer to be in the SEC, which is historically the strongest conference maybe in the history of college basketball this year? Rough tournament, by the way, for Danny Cannell.
Yeah.
Having two teams make the SEC Final Four, that's a rough go of it.
The ACC outside of Duke didn't win a game, right?
UNC beat San Diego State.
Yeah, they didn't win a game on the bracket.
Yeah. Which does count, by the way. There is hilarity, though. The win total for ACC wins in the NCAA tournament was 6.5, and Duke is pretty much going to get it there themselves. And because of the UNC win, that counts. But if you're Will Wade, and I can't speak to him and the money and all of that, doesn't it feel easier in the ACC right now with NC State?
So
in the triangle.
I think that is true.
The manager's going with him.
So the way that I was thinking about it is, I would imagine it went something like this: Will last year had his name in the hat for jobs, and it didn't work out. Also, remember the carousel didn't really spin quite like we thought it was going to. And what I think happened was, he's sitting there going, maybe I could wait and there's something else, but NC State wants me. I'm hearing what I want. I got the offer. I'm taking it.
Right.
And I'm not going to, you know, what if Kevin Willard didn't make the last week as awkward at Maryland as he did and make it toxic to where there really was no path to him to return? What if he could have smoothed that over? He returns, then Nova goes to their fallback of Richard Pitino. Like, what if it didn't start spinning and then he could have just been left out in the cold?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the way the carousel works. And I think Will Wade played it properly and, you know, was like, they want me. We're good to go and let's make this happen. And I mean, nowadays he could be there for 2 years. I mean, shoot. As you mentioned, Kevin Willard just left Maryland, a program that's won a national title in this century, for another program that's won national championships in this century. Like, you can leave wherever. So,
well, I think the other thing, though, that's interesting now is, like, what does Texas A&M do? Like, I don't know if it's his agent doing good work, but, like, Huss at Furman is now one of the rumored names. Like, I've seen some A&M people saying they're going to go throw the old blank check at Otzelberger, which, if you can do that, that's a great hire. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've heard this one before.
What about...
So, Chris Jans is another name.
Chris Jans can make some sense.
I mean,
I know it wasn't a fruitful run at Louisville, but like Chris Mack.
So Chris is at Charleston?
Charleston. And he was one of the believed candidates to go back to
Xavier,
and they went with Richard Pitino.
So I think that'd be a good hire. I know it ended at Louisville. Like they had, I think you can make an argument Chris Mack is one of the coaches that had his reputation damaged the most by COVID, because they had, at the time, I think, the number one team in Louisville, and then the season gets canceled. Then the entire landscape changes, and they have a bad year. I'm still not convinced that Chris Mack is – I'm still convinced Chris Mack's a really good coach.
He was better at Xavier than Sean Miller was.
Yes.
Now, it's – I mean, Sean Miller left him a pretty – fruitful a fruit basket there, but he got them to, if I remember correctly, a one seed and a two seed.
Well, I mean, he was also better than Holtman, who had the job after him,
right? So he had a one seed in 18, and that was his final year before he left for Louisville, and then he was a two seed in 2016. They made the run to the Elite Eight as an 11 in the middle there. So you didn't make a deep run all that often, but he made it to the second weekend 1, 2, 3, 4 times at Xavier. I think you could do a lot worse than Chris Mack if you're Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think if you can make that work, that's not a bad hire. I mean, I've seen also Bucky Ball at Samford.
Who was that? I was talking to someone yesterday who was like, why isn't Andy Kennedy getting any love for this job?
So I'm obviously AK's PR agent. I think it's because he's been good at UAB, but he hasn't like killed it. Right. But I would argue like he's making the tournament every other year. Like, what's the standard here? Like, and this was because had Beard taken the job, I was going full court press, bring AK home. Like, get Daughtry out. I'm coming home, everything. Like, bring him home. Because when AK had the Ole Miss job, it was unquestionably the worst basketball job in the entire conference. Now, it's very competitive. And if you could give AK, mid-tier SEC money, like, my guy was going to win some basketball games, and they would be fun. He's going to go find a guard that's going to shoot 40 times a game, and we're all going to love it. I think the other thing is AK is a UAB alum, and his family is happy in Birmingham. Like, his daughter went to Samford. Like, they're all there. They're happy there. So I don't think he's, like, actively looking to get out. But I think if A&M called, but it's a different question. It just seems like he's kind of caught up in the – it's – I think it'd be a good hire, but it's not a sexy hire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's – I mean, Texas A&M has all the money.
Hoiberg was another name that keeps getting thrown around. I can't tell if that's legitimate or if that's people just going, well, Trev Alberts worked at Nebraska.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not the biggest Mayer fan. I don't know. I've been kind of underwhelmed. I know it's Nebraska, but I've watched a couple of their games this year. I'm like, eh.
But
they've made it to the quarterfinals or semifinals of the crown. So
I think he made the tournament last year, right?
Yes. You know Nebraska's never won an NCAA tournament game?
I only know that because I think they actually played here in Memphis, and like that was the stat. Like, that was the fun fact going around.
Yeah, they were an 8 seed who lost to Texas A&M.
There you go. All right, my man, I'll let you go. We'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right, see you, buddy.
That is Tim Murray, of course, of VSiN. There's still one more day to get involved in Zen Sports VIP Players Club Sweepstakes. This time, it's the Big Bucket Club Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner will be drawn today, so you can still enter. You could win $10,000 bonus bet on the NCAA championship game or $5,000 cash. Also, 20 small prize winners will earn a $100 bonus bet on the championship game on Monday or $50 cash. You can earn entries on every bet placed, every dollar bet, and you can also earn 10 times the entries on parlay wagers. Plus, if you sign up and make your first bet with code JeffTN, J-E-F-F-T-N, you'll earn 500 bonus entries into the Big bucket sweepstakes. College baseball's also been added to Zen Sports for wagering. Plus, they're offering multi-sport parlay profit boost, and you'll get a 15% boost on up to 10 qualifying parlay wagers. See the full terms over on the Zen Sports app. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee. Jason Smith joins us next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company. 92.9.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
FM ESPN.
Jason Smith is the co-host of the Jason and John Show weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 11 until 2. Follow him on Twitter on X at Jason Smith. 9-2-9. Jason, I saw you were ranking best coach football and basketball duos. What'd you stumble upon?
It was a question that John shot at us impromptu off of the Chris Beard news, obviously. You put Kiffin and Beard together, that's a pretty good combo. And John's contention was that's the best, that's where it started, combo in the country in terms of most accomplished combo in the country of those two programs, the money programs. And so obviously Barnes-Heupel immediately comes to thought as well. And then it was Gabe Kuhn. I would be dishonest if I didn't tell you the truth there, that texted in, surprise you guys missed on DeBoer and Oates. And the way we had sort of differentiated between the Ole Miss and Tennessee combos were accomplishment, sort of what you've done. And if you look at DeBoer, who's been at, I mean, look who I'm talking to, Jeff Wright, King of College Football here, been in a national championship game, right? And then you look at what Nate Oates has done, been to a Final Four, compare that to the other coaches. Boy, that combo is pretty darn strong. Now, how much do you believe in DeBoer going forward? You know, how much of that was Penix? Well, what we know is he's a damn good coach. You know, how you would compare him individually to Kiffin and the Heupel, you know, that's maybe an entirely different conversation. But what is true is that Alabama combo is pretty darn accomplished. Who knows what? You have a better grip of this than me. You know, DeBoer's going to do with Alabama. But right now, those two are pretty darn accomplished. If some of the measurement is that, they're pretty high on the list, if not number one. What say you?
So the other ones I was thinking about, Lanning and Dana Altman.
That's a good call. We talked about if we mentioned Oregon.
Okay.
Has Altman's made what at Oregon? What's the deal?
He's definitely made the Final Four.
Four. Not the title, not the natty, but he's made the four.
Right, he got beat.
So he's got that on oats. I mean, he's right there with us there, right?
Dana, I'm trying to think if he has multiple Final Fours because Oates just has the one, correct?
Altman, just the one in 2017.
Yeah, one in 2017.
One and one for both of them, right?
Let's see.
I like Lanning, though. I mean, that's a good call. You got to have.
I mean, his star's falling, but I was never the world's biggest fan, but I mean, Lincoln Riley and Eric Musselman are pretty accomplished.
Yeah. Muss is just a nomad, but it doesn't matter. I mean, Chris Beard's going to move around. So, no, they're up there. That Muss is up there. Would Penny and Sylvie make a top 25 was the other question.
Well, I think this is the – can you make the argument this is the best – no, you can't say it's the best in Tiger history for basketball and football at the same time because, right, we had Mike and Penny – because Mike's last year was 2019, right? I'm doing that right. I'm doing the math correct.
Mm-hmm. 19 was Mike's last year, I believe. 20, Sylvie's first. Yeah, that's correct. Won a conference title. That was your last conference title, 19, if I'm not mistaken.
Would they crack the top 25? All right,
it's hard because you're finishing fourth in the AAC. You don't have a conference championship. But what their case, and Gabe would make the case that they do, that was, once we got there, he thinks they're in. Because you did finish, as Ed Scott has pointed out. Now, I don't guess we've got the final AP poll in basketball, but both programs nationally relevant in that both are nationally ranked. You know, here late in the season, we'll see what happens with Tigers. But and that is a, you know, it's a notch in your belt, certainly, if you're talking about a 25, and there's only 6-7, whatever that number was, that Ed Scott was running around there for a little while in terms of programs in the country that have these two programs we're looking at ranked. I mean, you know, not making a 25 is tough, but you know, and John and I, we both just struggled with it. You know, 11.
So I think another one we're missing. It's not flashy, but I think it should be up for consideration. Dabo and Burnell at Clemson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I like that. Brad Brownell. Yeah. No, that's. I mean, yeah, and Brad. You know, I was disappointed, obviously, and we all were with Clemson this year. And last year was sort of he finally kind of broke through. But they're on the list. Certainly, they would be in the top 25. Absolutely, because you got Dabo on there.
I don't think anyone's going to say Ohio State.
How about Missouri?
No, we discussed Ohio State, Missouri. We discussed with Dennis Gates. Drink just got off the hot seat, although we like where it went. Right, I mean, you can't argue.
I think Drink's proven. You can be annoyed by his social media presence. I think he's proven to be a pretty good coach.
He can coach. I mean, it's turned around and it looks solid. It doesn't just look like a fluke in terms of the way he had it. But what you cannot deny is it was getting hot for him there for a minute.
Oh no question. I'm with you entirely. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I think it'll be. I think Golden. And Napier. So Napier is always the guy that other coaches swear is great, but we haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. And he does have a chance next year where he gets his quarterback back. Mm-hmm. They finish strong this year. Golden is clearly a very good coach. I think you can probably say maybe crack the top 25. I think the problem, though, is, and you and I have discussed this ad nauseum, is it clear to you right now that the Tiger basketball job is better than the Tiger football job, relatively speaking?
It's a good question I've not ever considered right now.
Because I think it's easier, if we're talking about in basketball in the league,
yeah,
it is easier to be competitive. Like, the schools that have no money, the gap between the schools that do have money, like, it's less, it's, we don't see, like, in football, it's very obvious. Like, we watch, like, the top three or four teams beat everybody else, and, like, the schools that don't have money are just way down at the bottom. The gap between them is so wide. I think that's the more interesting thing right now, that it is, I think this is the smallest the gap has ever actually been between the basketball and football jobs.
You're asking which one's better, right? Not harder. Well,
right.
Go back to your original. Which job is better? I could make a case, a good one, I think, that the football job is better. The last two coaches that had it both went and got power program jobs from Memphis, right? And I would tell you that making the college football playoff, it's easier than making a second weekend.
I think that's
just
true.
As the way it's currently set up.
Under these rules, I agree.
With what Fred is pumping in from an NIL standpoint, we know the majority of that $5 million the next 4 years goes into football. Whatever else you're gathering up and can gather up on your own, that's enough to compete with Boise State and Tulane, right? I mean, it's really a small group. It's a handful of schools there, Mountain West, couple of, you know, the schools out of your conference. But that, in terms of what you to come out of, because to get to a second weekend, Penny needs a – first off, you need a good seat. Well, you had a good seat this year, all right. Well, that doesn't always work out. But then you've got to avoid all the pitfalls. That is an easier AAC schedule in many ways, but you lose one, we see how damaging it is, what it does to you. It's a so basketball is harder. And what I tell you, I would say better, because I think the path to success and getting a big job out of here, even though we know Penny's not looking for that, but still, if you had that guy in that position, I think it's better on the football side because it's set up for you. I'm not going to say easier.
Well, I was also thinking about this.
I'll go football.
Locally,
it's a better job. Yeah.
I bet locally right now we're producing more D1 football players than we are basketball.
Well, we're a little down in basketball we have lately now.
Because also you have the other thing about the other – while the football factories exist, it's not as pronounced as it is in basketball. So elite football players are a lot less likely to go to like IMG or whatnot from Memphis than they are for basketball. Like, I think there's the reality of like you have access to more – talent, I think, in your backyard.
Well, there's that. I mean, there's always been that. Now, it used to go out to the SEC and everything else, but Memphis got good enough to keep its own. But then there's also enough NIL, and we've seen it, that for the Elijah Herrings who aren't happy with their situations in the SEC, power, whatever else.
You're a good second school.
Right. Mario had gone up to South Carolina. You're able to pull him back down. And I think between the two, Jeffrey, you're absolutely right. What you can do locally, but also with what you've established the ability to do with NIL in terms of picking those ones from up that are ready to come down. And they've done a good job, too, because Chandler Martin was, what, East Tennessee State?
Yeah.
Of identifying those guys. So between those two things, yeah. I mean, you know, talent hasn't been the issue at Memphis. It's been coaching it up once you got it.
Well, look at it this way. They kept Seth, and they kept Rock.
Who might be an NFL player,
yeah.
Jeffrey.
I mean, he could be drafted.
I mean, it's very likely maybe he goes in late rounds. Point is, he's put himself right there in contention, and you didn't, you know, that wasn't a talent issue. You should have won a conference title. We've all said it's a fact while Seth Hennigan was there. And so it's a matter of getting it done while this town's been there. So, I think you make a great case that in many aspects, the football job is better, especially for someone who is aspiring to go up. Now, with Penny, that is different. But anybody else that has that job, just like the men before him, Cal, Josh, all of them, you know, this is a stop. It's not a destination. And, listen, we've been that for a while. That's the one unique thing about Penny. For him, it's sort of the destination. At least it feels like it in college basketball. But no, man, I think you make a great case that football might be the better job. Memphis can pay you from that position, and you can win. You can win big and head on into the Power 2, Power 4, whatever we're calling it these days.
Well, Varlis texted me, and he says there may be 15 to 20 kids in 26, 27, 28 classes who will go P5 in football.
Yeah.
And right now, do we have someone in basketball right now locally?
I think the next one's Braylon Williams, kid that's a freshman. Barless would know better than me. But, I mean, we all know how good Braylon Williams is starting as a freshman on Barless High School team. There will be some before him, but that's the next big class that I'm aware of in terms of one who's got a chance to be McDonald's All-American type, certainly where Kennedy Chandler was, you know, a couple of years ago. Braylon's been compared to Kennedy a ton, and his older brother, he watched play high school ball here and then move on, and he's sort of been trained for this. He's the next one, but it'll be a few years.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, is Bartlett going to keep him for 4 years?
Highly doubtful at this point. Now, the thing Bartlett's got going for it is, you know, Deion's over there playing a national schedule, and that's what you tell the guys that can go to IMG, is that we're going to give you the same sort of schedule right here with all these showcases we're going to go to, what we'll do here locally. But, yeah, there's always that pull, Jeffrey. It's just, I mean, it's not much different now than and now you've got this transfer rule. Bartlett could tell you about it more. But guys, whether it's here locally transferring or, yes, a guy like Braylon Williams getting pulled to an IMG or whatever, you know, Montverde. I mean, we saw Curtis Gibbons III go there. You know, that's what Bartlett's going to have to fight off for the next 3 years. There's no question about that.
Yeah, I was trying to think. But
we're so different now than we were even a few years ago in terms of Memphis. We used to feel like Memphis had to lock up, put the fence, the gate. Recruiting-wise, particularly basketball, around Memphis. But it's changed so much now in terms of reach-out, touch over Zoom, NIL transactions, and just grabbing guys from all over. A lot of times you're recruiting your conference more than you are your city. And we used to say Memphis talent was the lifeblood of that program. It is no longer true. You know, Cal proved you didn't have to depend on it, but recruiting's changed so much since then, and Penny has shown us that in this new era, you know, he doesn't have to rely on it either. Although you want to get what will not change, what I will never change on, and I don't think most folks here will, is that you want the best Memphis players coming out of here. You want them to play for the Tigers.
Do we even have a Memphis kid on the roster right now?
The Yates kid that I believe is in the portal, right? And I'm trying to think, you know, I don't know about the walk-ons, but yeah, I think Yates would count as that. Other than that, no, to your point, I mean, that's what – you know, and remember, it started so Memphis. I mean, Penny got the job, remember, with Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris, you know, battling each other at Cordova and East, and the thought of sort of bringing that together, right? And a lot of it was, hey, man, this is going to be, you know, we're bringing this full circle, and Memphis is going to mean something again to Memphis kids. And very early on, I mean, they showed us too, you know, and going out and getting Precious Achiuwa's very early in this thing that wasn't going to be all Memphis. But I think my point is that when we started this thing, I think we thought it was going to continue that way, that it was going to be lifeblood's Memphis, and you'll keep it local for the most part, always thinking the talent would be good enough. But it quickly changed from that, and I think you had to, because I'm back to our original point. I don't think necessarily that the talent we used to pump out of here on the basketball side is coming out in the same way. And then obviously now recruiting's changed so much where you're not even hiring assistants who have necessarily connections to certain part of the country like you used to, because I want that guy that's strong in the Northeast because he's going to give me players out of there. You're not doing it as much that way anymore. So much of it's changed just here in the last, you know, 5-10 years.
Jason, I appreciate my man.
Take care, brother.
That was Jason Smith of the Jason and John Show. When we come back, let's tell your story. We'll do it next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, George, before we get into tell your story, congrats to Geno Smith. He has come to terms with the Raiders. They reach a 2-year, $75 million extension. The contract has incentives that could push it up to $85.5 million and includes $66.5 million in guarantee. So shout out to Geno.
And Trey McBride.
And Trey McBride has also agreed to an extension with the Cardinals. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I'm going to go to Howie Roseman, of course, the architect of the Eagles roster. When he's scouting players, quote, "I won't even watch them, players that have domestic violence charges. It's just a deal breaker for us. He did it 10 years ago, and he learned from it. It just doesn't work for us." When people do the moral high ground and, like, literally, you drafted a player that was involved in a car wreck that someone lost their life. Like, come on.
My first thought was, how many Georgia Bulldogs have you? How many Georgia F1 drivers have you drafted?
Also, you drafted Jordan Sills, too. Just look up that name. Want to thank Tim Murray for being on the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.